December 12th, 2019, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady comes as Our Lady of Guadalupe. She has many angels with her. She says, "Praise be to Jesus. I have come to tell you many things. The world does not recognize its place before God, nor does it understand its responsibility towards pleasing God, the Creator and ruler over all things. In the day when I appeared to my Juanito, I appeared amidst a pagan world. So many had abandoned the faith in their hearts and in the world. The young were being sacrificed to pagan gods. Sadly, these days are no different. New life, which Papa God creates in the womb, is sacrificed upon the altar of self-love, abortion. With each abortion, the distance between the heart of God and the heart of man grows wider. It is never at such a distance that man, by his efforts, cannot lessen it, however. The state of the heart of the world costs the world many tragedies which could be avoided if only God was given back his rightful dominion over all people and all nations. Evil ideologies hold sway over more and more hearts. These are tolerated, not challenged by righteousness. In the end, God will need to intervene in order to restore devotion to himself. Make atonement to the heart of God by making holy hours of reparation for the crime of abortion. Dear children, I am happy to be with you today. I want especially to impress upon you that you are living in times when Satan clothes himself in untruth, in positions of great influence and authority. You can no longer believe that title or position always represents truth. The truth is always in accord with Papa God's commandments. It is not always easy to choose to live in the truth. You must pray for spiritual courage in the face of disbelief. The morals of the world are galloping after the false god of self-fulfillment. I have come today to help you to realign your behaviors, thought, word, and deed with righteousness. These messages and this prayer site support the truth and call you to the truth. My image on the tilma is the fruit of simple, innocent truth, which are all being called to. Such faith lives according to the truth and cannot be mimicked. It is sincere. Dear children, you are my joy. I am always with you when you work to defend life, whether it is through prayer, through conversation, or visiting the horrible, crime-filled abortion clinics. My children, I love you for your prayer efforts and for your belief in this apparition. By the authority of Papa God and my son Jesus, I am imparting to you the blessing of holy love.